you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, before we start today's show, we got to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors, which is Promescent and their incredible Promescent Delay Spray. It's been used by over 1 million men, and it is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. The average woman takes almost 20 minutes to climax, and the average man takes just about 5 minutes punches. To climax. What do you do with all that in between time?
Twiddle your thumbs also is an option.
Twiddle your thumbs? Read an audiobook. Who knows what you're going to do? I say close that gap. Close that sexual gap and use the Promescent Delay Spray. You will pleasure your partner that much better. Better sex for both of you guys means a better, longer-lasting relationship. They have other products as well. So just go onto their website, which is promescent.com. There's no prescriptions, no mess, no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. Once again, that is promescent.com, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb tag. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. A natural born killer, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
What's up, everybody? It is the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're coming to you from our Zoom show, but the Skanks are all here, which is fun. I'm Big J Okerson, of course. That's Davey Smith.
What's up? This is my first time seeing Lewis's new background, and I gotta say, awful.
No, stop it. You hate it? You hate my purple room?
It's certainly tacky.
Come on now.
No, it's super tacky.
I'm sorry, dude. I don't let my fucking... wife and her,
great.
My wife and her Etsy friends fucking make my background.
Listen, really, it looks like you did have your wife and her Etsy friends who made someone makes neon.
You could have done substantially better. I will say the camera is incredible. I can see your awful room very well.
Mm. Yeah, you look good.
Look amazing. I want that camera.
Your setup looks good, but the background is.
How much is that camera?
Camera's pretty dope. Like $600.
All right, I'm gonna get it. You look great.
Yeah. I'll send you the profile. It's really good. Really
just nice. Send me the camera.
I'll send you.
Come on, boss. Send me the damn camera, you cheapskate.
Sure. Fine. Okay. You know what? We got to keep Dave happy.
This is really funny. All it ever takes, this is Lewis is the best and worst businessman of all time, is all it really ever takes is something like that, and he just says fine. I've never once asked for anything from Gas Digital that Lewis has said no to.
Neither have I, but I've needed a lot of things that they said they would send and has never happened.
I don't believe it.
You might have to ask multiple times, a couple
still,
times.
That's I still true. Don't have a USB mic at all. The camera I've gotten a lot of complaints about, so a better camera. None of these things have been made available to me.
Jay, guess what? By next Zoom show, I'll give you guys the entire setup that I have here.
Really?
Yeah.
I want it so bad. I love your camera. Yeah, I think it looks really
nice.
Cool.
It's really nice. Yeah, it's a Lumix something or others.
I don't know if I have room for a neon real ass dude sign behind me.
No, I want you said everything you have, Lewis.
Everything.
On the entire wall.
I want all of us to have the exact same background.
As all be. You always do like a little Lewis action figure in the back.
We all happen to have a little Lewis. I think on that wall though is the
Jay, whatever's going on with your camera, and I mean this. It's making you look fucking dreamy. I want to fuck your face right now, dude.
Wow. I think that's your beard.
I think it's whatever. It looks like a filter, like on Instagram that, you know, that like just clears up your skin.
Yeah. I'm like, I'd look at Jay on Instagram and be like, that chick's not that hot.
Yeah. No,
Yeah, there's no blotch for sure, which is nice. It's very evening, but I don't have any filter on.
Is there, Jay, do you have a filter on right now?
How do I check?
I don't know, but you do look fucking beautiful.
How do I check if I'm on a filter? Let's see.
Don't turn it off.
Go to your video settings.
Choose video filter.
Oh, this is great if Jay's on a filter and he's just pretending to not know that he's on a filter.
No, it says none right here, but.
Oh, it's the none filter? Oh, you look holy.
Oh, can I tell you something? There's a thing on it that says, touch up my appearance. Do you think that's it? What if this is me?
Yes.
Let's go back to Jay's fucking brutal ass face.
I never would have noticed if you hadn't turned it on and off.
Can you guys see a change?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now you're brooding.
I don't know. Oh, that one made you a smoker.
Dreamboat. Damn. I'll go with Dreamboat.
Oh, you just put the Dreamboat filter back on?
I just put touch up appearance.
It looks it literally makes your skin look clear. It's whatever.
My skin's clear, but
all right, when you do, I don't know if you ever post a story, you probably never post stories on Instagram. I know Dave doesn't.
Man, I
didn't know that was a thing. I thought Instagram was for pictures.
I add to my story when other people have me tagged in a story.
Well, if you swipe right.
How do you tell a story on Instagram?
So you.
Oh, by taking a different picture every 7 seconds. It sucks.
You just don't. You're a fucking boomer, dude. You don't know how it works. Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
Like I'm actually.
Oh, you're going to call Jay a boomer? Well, guess who just fell out of his top eight?
You happy?
So you click story.
Tom's hear about this.
You click story, right? And this is like, these don't stay on your timeline forever. These are little moments. Yeah,
it's like 24 hours, right?
What's supposed to be on your timeline is supposed to be like, you know, there's a picture of, you know, your kid on Santa Claus's lap. It's going to be there. This is like in line waiting to meet Santa Claus. You're like, hey, what's going on? Let's do a fucking boomerang. Boom. Whoa. We do that. And then
you do that?
Me and my kid.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. All right. We would do that.
But it's for your social media, not his.
But it's for mine. But if you do a story, the second filter is like the one that you have. See, there's that one.
No, you're not that big on my screen. Hold on. Okay.
I just think it's funny.
Yeah, that's not where your camera is.
You're in this purple room and you're showing us your cool tech, your cool phone tech on Instagram.
What happened to you, man?
On the gram?
My purple room.
You're having a fucking midlife crisis.
I know. Well, my girlfriend needed a purple room to do her purple TikToks stuff? In. Yeah, her TikToks in. So
yeah, Lewis turned his house into one of those places you can go where there's just by the way, I think those things make a fortune. Those places that just have different rooms where you can take Instagram pictures in.
Oh, really?
They have to be around New York. I've seen them in like movies and stuff, but I think they're a very real thing. Like. A place you can go and it's just a bunch of different like background, like cool background. I'm sure it's angel wings and the fucking all the other dumb shit, different cool lighting, and it's just to go take Instagram pictures.
So yeah, that is fucking retarded.
It's so stupid, but I think they're probably heavily attended.
Like Dave, our kids have no chance. They're a part of that whole thing.
No, not mine.
Yeah, no. Like your daughter. Literally will be on TikTok when she's like 13 years old.
I'll be out in the woods guarding her with a gun.
Yeah.
Shooting off all incomers.
That's going to make a good TikTok.
Oh, shit. That is great.
Look at my boomer dad in the woods trying to shoot boyfriends.
Look, he can't even find his bullets.
Oh, I'm going to put a DJ Khaled song over him being a little boomer.
Oh, shit.
DJ Khaled.
We the best music.
Dave being a boomer. Put a fucking. One day we'll leave this world behind.
The funny thing is,
you will remember.
We're not like, we don't become boomers, right? They just die off. But then millennial starts to mean boomer.
Oh, what a boomer ass fucking way to look at it, dude. Yeah, yes, I guess in a literal sense, Dave.
No, I'm just saying, my point is that when millennial means boomer, like when our shit is like, oh my God, that's what fucking someone that age would think. It's going to be so weird because we still do think it's all normal. Like, even all this TikTok shit, you're like, that's not right. You're supposed to have a fucking VCR, man. And then, anyway.
No, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you.
I don't disagree. I mean, there's plenty of technology I fucking like, but I don't understand. Like, I couldn't imagine, like, what all the things I wouldn't have done or whatever in high school when everyone's just staring at the phone all day. This is fuddy duddy talk right here. We have so much fun shit to talk about.
This is fuddy duddy talk.
It is a little fuddy duddy.
It was fuddy duddy. I'm like, these damn kids today, guys. Am I right? with their backpacks up on two shoulders. I want to talk about the fucking today. I tried to call Dave earlier about the Chappelle walkout protests. And the guys that came there and said jokes are funny. I like Dave Chappelle. Did you see all that?
I saw one guy. I saw one video with one guy who was saying jokes are funny, and he's just like surrounded by the mob and shit.
They are so aggressive. It's like I don't believe this.
I don't believe that if I went there that they would get aggressive with me. I want to test this theory.
I think they would because my thing with most of these people is that if you look at who the people are, they're the type of people who exist in a world where it's not even though they're yelling about violence, it's not even conceivable. It's not even conceivable to them that you could actually like throw a punch and do anything.
No.
They kind of feel this like arrogance of almost like a child screaming, a child who's like raised the wrong way screaming at some random adult. Like they know you can't hit them. Right. You can't do anything.
It's crazy they don't think that's happening when they realize a lot of times what they're trying to do, not this guy right here, but like if they're coming at you, they're trying to ruin your life. They want your life ruined.
Yep.
And they couldn't even wrap their brain around the concept. Like that might have a guy put his fucking fist through your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy.
Well, no, I mean, we always make the joke about how like I get myself worked up. But like, you know, that's what's going on. I'm right there with you.
I used to make fun of you before I had kids about
it. Yeah, they would have me not be able to feed my child. And that's fucking good. Like that's as bad as it gets. In my opinion, that's as bad as it gets. There's nothing worse in the world that you can do.
Oh, that's way worse than that's way worse than just throwing a bottle at my face or something like that.
Yeah.
Try to have me not be able to support my family.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you didn't see this at all, Lewis?
I haven't seen any of this, no.
So this guy shows up just because there's no like.
But just to say, because Jay, maybe you don't like see this stuff happening as much as I do, but since about 2016, at least, this is pretty par for the course of what happens at like some SJW type protest.
Like they're fucking aggressive as shit and fuck. They don't. There's no conversation they want to have at all.
Let's see.
And so it's lesbians and guys who look like lesbians.
I guess there were a few of them.
So these guys, all right, pause it for a second.
They're there to catch my back.
Okay, we like Dave.
We like jokes.
We like jokes. Jokes
part
are
of the
funny.
Problem's pretty good.
If you get through the first five episodes, it starts to make sense.
It's not really funny as much as it's informative.
Is that the big, huge, fat Antifa guy?
So, all right. So two or three guys show up with signs supporting Dave.
Like Dave.
Which is just kind of funny in itself.
Well, from what I understand, they're comics or like people in like the YouTube-y world. Like they're doing this as a stunt sort of. They also believe it. They're going there to fuck with these people because they think it's ridiculous.
Yes, they get it's hilarious to come with a sign that simply says, we like jokes.
Yeah. Jokes are funny.
That's pretty funny. I'm so far 1 point these guys.
Yeah, they're comedians. Yeah.
These guys are honorarily Legion of Skanks.
Ballsy. This is so not my kind of humor.
Jokes.
Yeah.
Jokes are funny. That's fucking hilarious. Good. He's also dressed like a Legion of Skanks fan.
He really
is. This guy is almost certainly one of ours.
I bet the other shirt sitting on his bed right now is a Legion of Skanks shirt. It was a toss-up.
Yeah. Kim! I like his jokes! I'm in charge of the protest now! I'm in
they rip his sign. They bust it up.
Wow. He's not even like fighting to keep his sign or nothing. He's just trying to have fun.
Which is like, when you like in this moment, like I could see myself, like we're being funny, but then just in that
of
moment,
course,
like, dude,
like you're grabbing something out of me. Yeah,
like, your fucking mind, dude. I bought this sign. I went Lewis to CVS. Some I spent my time fucking making it.
Lewis has some flashback to his mom. Like, you never let another man take your sign.
Yeah, you go to protest. You protest with all you want, but don't you let another man. Take your sign. No, I can see right here having a thing. It's like that's this guy's already assaulting him.
Yeah, it's a
and it's also a fucking
sure.
It's a dweeb. So I'm looking this guy up and down. I'm going like, yeah, I'll fucking knock this guy's head off his shoulders. It's not like it's some fucking. Sometimes the Antifa guys, at least they're fucking intimidating when they're wearing a bike helmet and a chain, and sometimes a bigger dude. They're wearing all black. You know, like. You don't really know what that person is. This guy is a fucking old dweeb.
Dude, I'll say this reminds me of those. I mean, obviously a lot more, but when the people came to protest me, it's just protesting in a mask just doesn't seem fun. Mm. Like, who would want to do that? You got to go outside and protest in a mask for hours?
I can't project.
Someone said the guy is a writer for Netflix. You heard that? I don't know.
This guy?
We have to look into that.
Yeah, doggy.
But, whatever. The writer for Netflix is the one that rips the sign up, or the
one who rips
the backpack. The one who rips the sign up is a writer for. Oh, that makes
these
sense.
Are people. I think the protest was people who work for Netflix.
Primarily
them walking out or whatever over having Dave Chappelle do
it. And fucking special. Look, I'm gonna be an asshole here. I would say the exact same thing. Like, you know, whatever it is, if you go out and grab somebody's fucking property because you don't like what it says on it. That person, I think, has a right to defend themselves violently. Sure. That right there, that's an act of violence, right? You're grabbing my shit, you're pulling it from me, and you're destroying
it.
Yes,
Lewis.
That's a fucking act of violence.
You meet
an act of violence with an act of violence.
Yes, you shouldn't do it, but of course, that's what we all want to do. Some of us will.
By the way, they're going to put that clip under dramatic music like they do with like Gavin McGinnis. Because Gavin's being a goofball when he was making a lot of those points.
You must kill for me. Kill for me. Army minions.
But I don't care. Lewis isn't telling anyone to initiate violence. He's not saying go start it. It's saying, though, if someone tries to steal something for you, you have the right to use whatever violence is necessary to keep that.
Robbery.
Yeah, to prevent them from doing that. You shouldn't use excessive violence that's unnecessary to keep it, but you have a right to use what you need to use to keep your shit.
Do you remember how fucking hot and awesome and naked a bunch that Alyssa Milano was, and now she's lost her fucking mind.
She's lost her way.
She's lost her fucking mind. She was on a path to being a
real ass chick.
She called for the cancellation of Chappelle hard, and she goes, "This is good. We have to expose people's." In her statement, it was like, "We have to expose people and make them like punishable, basically, for their quote unquote thoughts and." And words.
Is there any more to that
thoughts?
Video?
There's not. Without question, Lewis has done a bunch of great shit on this, but the worst part of the woke movement ever and the most hilarious part is white women lecturing black men about their privilege. And you're just like, listen, like this can't possibly be how it works. Yeah. Like can't be right.
I love doing that. Whenever like a white chick starts shit with me online, I'm like, shut up, white woman.
How dare you, white?
I really lean into that H. Yeah, dude. It's the greatest thing ever. My greatest trick that I have up my sleeve is that I am one half Puerto Rican. I throw that in these white bitches' faces all the time.
Yeah. And everywhere else in life, you throw it right in the trash can where it belongs.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not. That's a lie.
Yeah, let's see this.
The rest of this.
Why is he breaking my sign? That's pretty funny, just the way he said that.
Why is he breaking my sign?
Help, he's breaking my sign.
He's got a weapon!
Now they ripped his sign off.
Dude, hold on.
And now they're
pause it. Dude, pause it. That is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. They broke his stick in half and then screamed he's got a weapon.
I swear to you, that's
he's got half a stick.
This continues. This continues. He keeps, and he just drops. He goes, all right, I'll drop my weapon. Like, and they're still, and they, but they take it like that seriously. Like, no, it was a threatening action. Like, they would describe it to the cops. Like, he had a weapon and a threatening action. He goes, this, you ripped the sign off my stick. Like, all right, here, I'm dropping the stick. They're still going to be like, until we were able to convince him to drop the weapon. It's, I mean, like,
granted that you did give me two perfectly usable stakes to drive through your hearts.
Oh my God, dude. Let me tell you something. They ripped that sign off right away. I'm going to find that if I know how to work a bow staff. All that broomstick twirling when I was a kid is going to pay off right now.
Dude, they snapped in half. They have two sharp wooden stakes. I don't know if these people are vampires. Dude, they're coming at me.
Dude, I'm like fucking Donatello out there, dude, just tripping and ripping these fucks with my fucking staff. Yeah, what was once a sign is now a fucking bow staff.
All right, give
I was looking around because I have two bow staffs in this house.
I have two boa constrictors.
Snap. Yeah, finish playing this.
Uh-oh. He's got a weapon.
Look at this little person.
Is that a girl or a guy?
I think it's like a lesbian.
There's my weapon.
Oh my God, dude. In 88, he would have just headbutted that lesbian right in the face.
Watch this lady who starts just screaming. Motherfucker. And she starts playing the tambourine in his face. It's crazy.
I'm just here to say that jokes are funny, people. Dave Chappelle is a funny guy. I love Dave. I don't know why all the violence. I don't know why all the hate. I just love Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle.
I mean, that lady shaking her thing, like the one of the protesters clearly there is mentally unstable.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are. But
that's what I'm saying. Like,
sure.
How do they not feel like when everybody shows up and it's like this kind of a wacky situation going on? You're like, this isn't even a protest where you're like, I hear them. I hear what they're saying. It's like there's a lady outside screaming at people, shaking a tambourine. Like, okay, I see her point, I guess.
It's also an annoying instrument.
It really is.
God, yeah. Because also I goes, where's the woodblock lady? I hate you.
Clunk, clunk, clunk.
They go, hey, Susan, shake your tambourine at him. And she's like, I only brought my electric bass. Hold on 1 second.
I'm going to play my washboard right in his face.
Clink, 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 clink. Oh, fuck.
That's my stick. That's my stick. They took it. My side. I need my poster board.
And what's crazy is I think if the cops came, I think they're almost on orders. If the cops came, it's to like treat that guy like he's done something fucking like crazy shitty.
Yeah,
well, he was just basically attacked for going in there and being funny.
He's not being shitty.
Like, I love the pause when I can see Lewis's internal monologue. Choose your words carefully, Gomez. Like,
you know what? Let me really defend this guy.
Well, I don't want to.
Hang on, give me a second.
Lewis isn't defending the guy. He's defending the SJWs. Yes.
And I want to choose my words carefully because I do not want my audience to cancel me for this thought.
He goes, easy, Lewis. Could blow your whole brand with this one.
No, what he's doing is he's going and trolling them. So he's antagonizing to some degree. They're marks and they're acting as such. And of course, they do exactly what he thinks they're going to do. He's sort of using them for a viral moment. I think it's hilarious. I don't have a problem with it. They're fucking idiots. But at the same time, I'm not like.
Yeah, he's going to their event. And I think that's an important distinction to make. That sure. Like, let crazy people have their crazy event. However, what I respect about it that I think is valuable is that guys like that go to that event to give us this moment to show us who's who. Yeah. So I don't feel bad for him that he got like confronted or any of that. But I do think it's a moment where you go like, how could any like regular person look at that and go, whose side of this conflict are you on? Like, who would you rather hang out with? Who would you rather be a person in your life? This guy who's being kind of funny and silly, or these literally insane people
How about just a bigger picture of like, where are we that this is happening over a fucking comedy? I mean, like,
Yeah.
It would be forgotten. No one talks about there's five other specials he did on Netflix for a week and a half beyond it coming out.
It doesn't matter.
It's everything.
It's just the trendy thing to be protesting for this
week. No, but there's a reason. There's a reason why Chappelle bothers them all that much. And I think that Chappelle's like he's one of the last people right now who's like, when you see like on Rotten Tomatoes and shit like that, with the official people aside, he has like 97% like positives on his special. He's like the last comic who made it before the internet came out and America's all in their separate little corners. And it was like networks and we all loved the same people. And he's just a guy that like right wingers, left wingers, everyone fucking loves. And so when he comes out and just makes fun of trans people, it almost gives everyone permission to do it. And that really fucking pisses them off.
Yeah.
So now they're like, you're not allowed to do that. It pisses them off more than just some right winger making
fun of. It's also like, who fucking cares? Why are transgender people a protected class? Why are gays a protected class? Why is anybody a protected class? It's at this point, it's an old fucking hack thing to even say, but it's like, I mean, Jesus Christ, you're including them, you fucking dipshits. That's what being inclusive is. You're including them in the joke and in the content. And
Chappelle
commentary.
Has,
and also Chappelle's doing it in a way where he like really validates them as people and fucking
dude,
like.
But also to your point,
like,
Lewis,
he's not doing like Nazi comedy where he's saying to kill trannies.
If you're talking about Nazi Chappelle's comedy. Look, if you look at Chappelle's body of work, the group that he's made fun of more than anyone else by far is white people. He's got entire characters dedicated to them. Every special, he's got a dorky white voice. Like, he shits on white people all the time. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. Welcome to the club. Now you get shit on by Chappelle, too. You made it.
Yeah.
And it's also like they do the thing where it's like, they're like, oh, you can't talk about this. It's like, don't push this button. And you're sitting there. It's like, all you want to do is just push that button. I completely understand why Chappelle goes back to it every single time because it's like,
whole
well, no,
show.
Dude, you can't tell me not to push that button. I'm just going to push it.
Well, Bobby or Alex also wrote in the chat there, like Dice got protested. And interestingly enough, what seems so crazy about that to me is that he was protested exclusively by the other side.
What, like Christian moms?
It was all the complete right.
This all flipped, buddy. Jay, did you just wake up from a coma since 2016?
No.
Yes.
Jay's flipped. It was conservatives.
I just said, interestingly enough.
It's the left who's outraged
I'm
now.
Saying, but it's just interestingly enough, like a comic taken down for who wasn't making any social commentary.
Yeah, but it was
just
all that.
Dirty jokes.
We've talked about it before. It was all the music, fucking metal and hip hop and all that shit. It was the Christians who were all pissed off back then.
And to be honest with you, Chappelle, like, you know, he is he's not in this like culture war the same way that people are. Like, he's almost like he's not a part.
Chappelle's
like,
making 40 mil and then going back to his farm.
Yeah, he's good.
He's
so disconnected from it.
He's going to Africa.
It's very funny because you know Seth Simon's blocked me on Twitter and he's private, so you can't even like lurk on his account. But it's so funny because I can't look at his shit ever. Like, I realized how much I was just looking for it. You know what I'm saying? Because I would end up on his account all the time. And I was like, oh, they're coming after us all the time. I was like, well, no, not really. Because as soon as I can't look at his account, I haven't had any.
This guy's coming after me. You know how I knew? I got in my car. I drove to his house. I looked through his front window. And there he was coming after me.
looking right back at me.
Everywhere I go around his house, there he is. There he is, right when his kids get out of school, the way I assumed, as I was sitting there also.
Yeah, dude, but it feels very different when, I don't know, when you just get offline and you disconnect from it. There's not really like a...
Well, that's why I don't go. You said you go on Reddit, and I know Josh Adam Myers talks about it, and Soder goes on it a bunch. I stay the fuck, like, why would you want to see all that, like, terrible shit?
Well, because you can also disconnect. And it's also not all terrible shit. Most of it's really positive shit, and there's a little bit of terrible shit.
No, I know, but it's just like, I know. I have my own, like, insecurities. I need somebody else to go. It's like, right? Get what I'm saying?
Well, that's the only thing. That's really what you're worried about, right? Is you're worried about the three people who are actually somewhat insightful, and they will actually pick up on the thing that you're a little bit insecure about. Probably, so it's like, yeah, it's like other people are like, oh, dude, Jay's hair stinks. You're like, all right, whatever. But it's the dude who
That's enough to ruin Jay's day right there.
Which I mean, just doesn't stink.
Jay's commenting.
I'm on a little bit of an in-between phase right now, but stink? Jeez, jeez. Yeah, shit. God, I just can't have a nice night at home.
So does it get any more violent than that, or that was the whole protest?
No, that's the end of the actual thing there. But like, I was saying the thing about Alyssa Milano, like she, like damn it, she was so awesome and hot. I can't believe she became such a lunatic. Like she says cancel culture. I think the quote is almost that cancel culture is great.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she says that. Yeah. Do you see? You know what bugged me was you saw Wanda Sykes supported the protest.
No,
that was a little bit nuts. I'm like, Wanda Sykes made her bones on the Chappelle show. Like that's
made her bones.
That's you now. Come on.
Sorry, Dave. Some chick sent me a video. She wants a guest digital show, and then she just sent me a video of her dancing in a bikini, and I was like, hell yeah. And then at the end of it, she's like, I want to have Dave Smith's baby. And I'm like, bitch, you're not getting no show on Gas Digital. You want to see it?
No, sorry. I already have a baby maker.
Her dancing in a bikini?
Hell yeah.
Great body.
Fucking sweet body.
Yeah, nice.
I'm going to have Dave's baby.
No, you're not.
Damn, Dave.
You don't know that.
I wish you all the best, but no.
Damn, Dave. Dave's such a good dude.
Dave, you have no idea how much of your cum I saved from my house.
Oh, shit. Jay, no.
I'm such a bad dude that I'm thinking of a way that I could cheat on my girlfriend with a girl that wants to have Dave's baby.
That's how
hey, it's me, yeah. Dave. You're made up.
Oh, all that big dick stuff. That's just us joshing around on the internet.
Hey, keep the lights off. It's me, Dave Smith, Liberty in Touch. You know, Mrs. Institute. That's me. Hey,
Dave, do you have Alyssa Milano stuff, Bobby?
See, Dave, Jay, that's how you simp for a girl.
What?
You fucking, she sends you that. You put a little hearty eyes.
Right. Did you do that?
No. No, she sent it. She sent it to me.
Dave thing.
I opened it up in front of my girlfriend. I was like, ew.
You're like, this girl. I bet you said too. It's like her face is all right. Her body's fine, I guess. But like, it's not my thing.
Not my thing.
She's so gross. Let me just check it again while we have sex.
Yeah. Oh, babe, you know I'm not in the fucking bikini girls with their asses out.
Oh, ew. Look at her perfect ass.
Oh, yuck. I bet she has fucking sweet nips. Yuck. Sucker pussy, ew.
Shit. Here we go. What is this? This is Alyssa Milano?
Yeah, damn, dude.
Also, what are your thoughts on this Chappelle controversy, the backlash against Dave Chappelle? What do you think?
I think there's no room for any hate speech right now in America.
There's no room for any hate speech? You want to bet?
You want to tell it to my bear?
Yeah.
Sean Hannity just pops up. Yeah. I mean, whatever.
You got to hear the thing where she, I want to hear you.
It's just really like, it's just so dumb. I don't know. She's an idiot. Dumb. Was anyone ever looking to her for like her fucking commentary?
Yes, dude. She's a witch. She's Tony Danza's daughter. Yeah.
That's not her. That's you know who's not hot? The actress. That's the
you
character.
Know who's fucking hot? Who? Meadow Soprano. Fuck yeah.
What?
Yeah, she's in her second year of college right shit. Now.
Louis, you can't just come in 20 years late because you tight, started dude. Watching an old show.
Fucking tight.
It doesn't work tight. That way.
Hey, you guys know who's hot? Elaine Benes.
I was going to say, yeah.
Goes, Seinfeld.
You know what? Julia Louis-Dreyfus is actually kind of a hot chick if you think
she
about
actually
it.
Is, to be honest with you, because once I started watching Seinfeld, I started sitting in for Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Smoke show. Tight body. Very tight. Nice nips. Once in a while, she'll wear a shirt with no bra.
Did you got you have the thing up, Bobby?
What thing up?
Alyssa Milano talking.
She already did it. That was it.
No, I don't know what that was. Her walking. This is like she actually says like a fucking.
Yeah, that was it.
This looks like
no. That wasn't thing. It. She says like he should be like canceled.
Do you think Netflix should cancel the special?
I think Netflix should pull the special, and Dave should actually sit down in front of a conversation with people from the community so that they can tell him why they were hurt by it.
Ugh. And what a dumb bitch. Culture, God damn it.
Political.
I loved her. I put my arm around her and took a picture when I was a child.
Oh, you did? You met her?
A huge moment. Philadelphia car show. Dude, look, my friend Randy Henkin took that same picture and had it blown up and framed in his room, which we all said was the fucking lamest thing ever.
You were jealous.
But we were all kind of jealous that he got to look all the time. When I was a kid, I would have been able to beat to a picture of her with her arm around me, giving me a fake cheek-to-cheek hug. Damn, she was hot.
I could beat to the feeling of Pamela Anderson's soft arm.
She touched you?
I touched Pamela Anderson's soft arm.
Oh, nice. I used to be able to beat to the idea that I handed her a naked picture of herself at 13 years old and asked her if she would sign it. Philadelphia car show, I brought a Playboy there to get signed. I got downtown Julie Brown and Pamela Anderson. And Pamela Anderson was like, I really felt like I was like meeting like the girl of my dream. It was such a big deal.
Pamela Anderson, because it was like, there was no social media back then. So she was the hottest girl. And it was like you got to see her. You only got to see her like you only saw like perfect photos,
yeah,
and perfect video. She's like in a movie, on a TV show, yeah, dude. And it was like, God damn it, she was a pure angel. And then when you meet her in person, she's even better in person.
She was so hot in person.
It's fucking wild.
I wish I could tell you that she wasn't unreal stunning, but she was.
She was fucking perfect. Yeah. She was so hot in person that she made Jenny McCarthy look like a dumpy bitch at WrestleMania 11.
And she's so hot too.
Dude, Jenny McCarthy's so hot, but when you can standing next to Pamela Anderson, you're like, oh, Jenny McCarthy, get the fuck out of here, you goofy whore.
Young Pam Anderson, close second only, maybe I say young Anna Nicole Smith before the first fat.
Pre-first fat?
Anna Nicole Smith was incredible, yes. But she's not Pamela Anderson, dog.
She was uniquely hot, dude.
She was hot, but nowhere near as hot as Pamela Anderson.
No,
Pam Anderson was more ideally pre-fat.
First of all, this is them now. Old. Why are we showing old ass fucking Pam Anderson and Jenny McCarthy? And I'll be honest with you, Jenny McCarthy aged better than Pam.
She did. Oh no, for sure. Jenny McCarthy is still hot. Pam Anderson right now is a wreck.
I mean, we still do it, Jay.
Yeah, for sure, because she's Pam Anderson. I'd fuck Beyonce when she's 90, like Rosa Parks. I don't give a shit.
Oh, this is at WrestleMania.
I mean,
yeah, there you go. That's where Pam Anderson is. I mean, Jenny McCarthy looks ridiculous next to her.
Jenny McCarthy looks like a clown. Like
yeah, he goes, is this your fucking ugly, gross, stupid, fucking big gummed sister with her dumb bangs? What an idiot asshole. Can you get her out of the
room?
I'll
be honest, like, facially, neither of them look good in that picture.
It's not Pam Anderson's best pick, but it's still pretty great.
Hey, is that your friend or is that a place that I can land this airplane?
Yeah. Hey, what's this clown doll you brought with you to WrestleMania? Oh, that's Jenny McCarthy.
Sick. That's great. Oh, thank God you brought that. One of my engines just failed. Oh, that's Jenny McCarthy?
Shut the fuck up.
I was gonna land my jetliner right on her fucking face. Yeah. I swear to God.
Man. Shut the fuck up. From fucking singled out? Shut the fuck up.
All right, I'll call tower control.
Okay. Wait, so
can you? I don't know if you want to pause or vamp, but I really want to get another coffee, and it will only take me 45 seconds.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's pause and vamp.
Yeah, we don't have to pause, dude. Me and Dave will just vamp.
The time is great.
Me and Dave got it.
You got to go.
Can you just put a pot of coffee on before the show?
I'm going to come back, and I know we're just going to be watching black porn.
No. We're just going to be shitting on you.
Lewis beat it. Because he was so crazy.
What?
The guy puts it all a bunch into. He seems to have like a nice desk now. In the studio, can I tell you something? I know this inside information because there's some neon stuff happening with Skankfest. They got a neon guy for sure.
It's clearly what happened.
And then because there's a little other neon.
And then Lewis changed his whole life around that. Like this is just the podcast room, but you know there's some neon in his bedroom. James got some neon.
I mean purple. What is purple? What is Lewis's thing? Purple. It's odd. But then.
He put some money into this, not too much on the chair.
That's Dave. It was all leading to all the stuff. And he is using one of the dining room chairs. So is this chair. Like, get a fucking sick-ass chair. The computer is $600. An unreal chair is $500. Top of the line.
And you're going to spend a lot of time there.
He's still doing a fucking pull-out four-post dining room chair. I bet it's on carpet too.
I'll tell you though, it does make me particularly like the camera is really what gets me. But every time, like Lewis having something a little bit better makes me go, okay, I got to have it. Like I got to step that up too now.
Neon?
No, not the neon. The camera. The camera is excellent. Yeah, the neon's garbage. Yeah, the
camera's very
but
good.
But I do like the effort that it shows. And it looks like a nice desk, although I can't see much of it.
It does look like a nice desk. I say throw some cash into it. The fucking mic, the arm bar, the whole thing's good.
It's worth throwing some money into. You're going to be doing a lot of shit there. But a chair is important. I'm going to get a better chair. My one kind of sucks, but I got those foam things on the back.
Well, I just don't have a studio, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like guest bedroom. Like Bonfire's back in studio now, so.
So you're not doing that much. You're basically just doing this.
Just this.
So I do a lot of shit from here.
And this is on the road sometimes.
Yep. So. You know Jay's on the road when he's laying on his belly.
Yeah, on my tum-tum, the way it's supposed to be, instead of sitting up like some fucking idiot right now.
That's how Legion of Skank started. You calling me on your tummy. Going, hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah. Okay, well, let's do it then.
Okay, what are we going to talk about, boys? You know,
every time we do plugs, I mention we got to do something for our 10-year anniversary. Lewis just like, yeah, whatever. Who gives a shit? I go, I think that's pretty cool. We've been doing Legion of Skanks for a decade.
I don't know. I think he's running away from his feelings. I can't believe it's been a decade.
Yeah, it's wild.
It is pretty wild.
And awesome. We might even be over by now, but like over it like time-wise, but like somewhere around here. Is that, you know what I mean?
That is pretty wild to think about.
No shit, but
what's up, boys?
We were just we were talking about how Jay was saying that it's coming up on 10 years of Legion of Skanks and how that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
No, thanks for
adding. Dave? Do you see what I mean, Dave?
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Also, I got a bone to pick with you, Jay.
Sure.
Pick your bone.
Jay,
Lewis, are you selling that coffee? I mean, the placement.
No one's selling this coffee. What? Black Rifle coffee?
Yeah. If you're going to
try the fullest flavor coffee I've ever had in my entire life, no, I just love it. You know, they use mushrooms instead of coffee.
What's your bone, dude?
The week that I called out sick, you presented it as a couple things. Number one, you presented it as I gave you shit for going to your grandmother's funeral, and I was trying to get you to not go to your grandma's funeral.
Here's the truth. This is a fabrication.
All right, hold on. That is a fabrication. That never happened.
Here's the truth. Lewis killed your grandma. What are you going to do about it?
No, if I said that was joking. What I said was you gave 3 seconds. You're like, oh, dude, sorry. Fuck, Legion of Skank schedule. That's exactly what happened, and Dave backed it up.
I was there, Lewis.
I could have probably been more sensitive.
But you know what it is? Grandmas, they do a couple things, dude. They make Thanksgiving dinner, and they die. And that's just it.
Long stories.
No, mine raised me for a while.
Weird smelling houses.
Yeah.
Your grandma raised you for a while? Like, you actually lived with her for a while?
I lived with my grandmother most of the week until I was like 11.
Yeah, that also didn't register with me until like after like you started talking about how broken up you were. I was like, oh shit, yeah, Jay's grandma helped to raise him.
Reason is why I won the trivia contest.
It was just some old lady that died. Like I didn't realize the relevance of it.
Your grandma died? Oh, some old lady died? Wait, you're related?
Right. But a not psychopath errs on the side of caution and gives like a heartfelt thing first to see if the person goes, yeah, no, it was a pretty big deal.
Your grandma died? Who cares? Why are your eyes all watery? You got allergies?
Yeah. Hey, dude, what do you got, pink eye? What are you rubbing shit?
Your aunt's going to die eventually if you're like, my aunt just died. I go, cool, fart in a coffin for me. It just happened.
That would actually be the appropriate response. If I was fucking broken up about my 84-year-old aunt dying, you should be like, dude, come on. What do you expect?
No, listen, I would, one, first make that brilliant joke, but then I would be genuinely a friend to you and not start griping about schedules and when we're going
to
do shit.
I was genuinely a friend to you, and I fucking called you up on your way, asked you if I could do anything for you. So
you sure did.
Dude, you act like I'm a fucking shitty friend. No, Lewis? We were talking skanks. I'm very unemotional, so I didn't let your faggy ass emotion.
You're the most emotional person.
You're the most emotional person
in my life. I'm bar none the most emotional person I've ever
You're just
known.
In your own insular world, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know me, doggy. I'm a robot.
Yeah, it is what
data
it is.
In, data out.
What's funny is what you're saying. He's like, I called you. I did it. He goes, Lewis heard the episode because Lewis listens to the episode.
That's not true. Didn't listen to the episode. I called you up on your way to the funeral before the episode came out. The episode was recorded on Sunday night for Monday. I called you Monday morning. That episode was coming out on Monday.
Word got
you fucking lying back. Scumbag.
Word got back.
No, word didn't get back. I was just calling you because you were my friend.
Bobby told you to do the right thing.
Yeah, right. And then you pretended like I just called out because my stomach hurt and I was like, oh, well, fuck it. I just won't show up. Like, I don't treat this like a massive priority.
Until you have a tummy ache. Which is
I was fucking dead. That was dead.
But Lewis, here's the
Lewis. All right. I believe Lewis was very sick, but you're also the most dramatic person I've ever met. So like Lewis will that night, I'll be like, oh dude, I heard you're sick. You're not coming into Skanks. And he's like, dude, I can't even move. I can't even lift a finger. Then I called Lewis the next morning at 8 a.m. and I was like, hey buddy, how you feeling? And he goes, I'm driving James to school.
Because I'm not a phony. What do you want me to say?
I'm throwing up muscle. I'm throwing up muscle. I think there's muscle fiber in the vomit. Something's wrong.
Yeah, I canceled Six Flags that day. Thank you very much, Bobby Hutch or Alex or whoever's getting my back right now.
Oh, that does mean it's serious, Jay. You wouldn't have canceled Six Flags.
I would 39-year-old cancel Six Flags.
No, if I'm canceling on Legion of Skanks, you know it's a fucking big deal. This is like I love doing the show and I make it to every single show. You know, so that's the point I'm making, Jay.
Right.
You piece of shit.
Well, my grandma died. I never missed a show.
And I genuinely, like, well, I don't know what happened. As soon as, like, whatever it was, like, I guess we were recording, like, 9 o'clock that night on the Sunday. 8:59 hit, and I was just like, I feel better. I don't know what it is. And then I called you guys. And
I was like, I'm going to do some push-ups. I'm going to go get a full workout. And do it.
Doggy, but am I supposed to not call you? Am I supposed to lie and be like, hey? No, I was like, oh, it's so weird, dude. As soon as I... You know, as soon as you guys started, I feel a little bit better right now, and that's it. Is what it is.
Sure,
no, I had a 24-hour bug.
Yeah,
we're fine.
All right, dog.
You're always missed.
Okay, guys, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. Yo Delta makes incredible Delta 8 THC products that are legal in 42 states.
Yes. I just woke up from a pretty sick Delta 8 nap, and shit, am I hungry. Do we have any Totino's pizza rolls in the fridge?
No, there's no Totino's pizza rolls, Delta 8 Vampire. In fact, when's the last time you chipped in any money toward any snacks or anything, or even any Delta 8 for that matter?
Oh, dog, come on. You know I'm the life of the party, though.
You know, now that Lewis brings it up, you're a few months behind on rent, Delta 8 Vampire.
Oh, come on. I let you guys drink my OJ.
That was like 4 months ago.
I brought that flat screen TV we all use.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even a smart TV. That's weird.
Don't forget, I keep the house rich with old-timey prostitutes.
That is true. I knew there was a reason we kept you around.
And you know what? We do have all of those jars of blood in the basement.
Yes,
that's pretty cool.
There's also the jar of blood room. I pick up 2/4 of the rent for that reason. Technically, it's not another bedroom, but I do occupy it.
Look, here's the deal. Either way, whether you're a vampire who likes to get super high, or if you're just a regular dude like me or Dave, I got to be honest with you. Yo Delta is where you got to go to grab your Delta 8 gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. They deliver right to your door. It's legal in 42 states, and it's already cheap. But if you use the promo code GAS, you're going to save 25% off your entire order.
Hey, vampires are regular guys, right? We're all bros.
Well, you know, you don't have a reflection. You can't go out during the day. I would say you're a regular guy.
But I let you guys use my PlayStation 5.
All right. YoDelta.com. Go get some Delta 8 and get stoned. All right. Where were we? Did you see there's a new jerkable porn star?
Well, because she says porn sucks now.
No. Oh. See, it's not just that category. There's It's,
you can also, I know what you're about to say. Lewis, no, I know what you're about to say. They could also be, and I agree with you, they could also be infamous.
Yes. If they kill somebody, they do something wild, get AIDS during
the girl,
a shoot.
Listen, I've jerked off to that fucking chubby, ugly girl who sent pictures back and forth with Mark Wiener just because I can't believe she's a pig.
Yes.
Who fucking fucked. She was like a a political aide, and then just goes, hey, I'm going to ruin this guy's life, and now I'll do porn for a bit. And she's
I've been caught by multiple girlfriends doing this. What I'll do is if you go to eros.com, eros.com, there's a porn star section where you can, this is a prostitute website, right?
Sick.
But there's a section for just porn stars. So if you click on the New York section, there's porn stars available, right? And you could find the porn stars and you can start a correspondence. You could text them. You can fucking, let's go to New York. Go to New York City, not Albany, you fucking dickhead. All right, and there we go. Go to
Bobby, what are you, dickhead, or what's up?
XXX stars, look. Hello. So look, so now these porn bitches, some of them are like really known.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll start a correspondence with them.
Oh, this is their prostitute sites.
Yeah, this is them. This is their privates. So I'll start DMing back and forth with them or sending them emails.
And you're just jerking off to the correspondence.
And just jerking off to the porns while I'm fucking being like, hey, how much is it to fuck you, whore?
Dude, this is the reason we're friends. Sometimes I wonder, I go, I don't know, me and Lewis like anything the same. And then it's stuff like this where I go, dude, I get exactly what he is saying.
And
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't even, now even hearing it, it's just not the path I would take.
Right.
But I'm not I'm above it. It's just not the way I would play it. But I fully get, that's so funny. He goes, she's like, life sucks so much, there's a price, and I'll just come to where you're at and suck your dick.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, what is that price? Like,
perfect. Oh, that's perfect. Oh my God, it's affordable, man. I could totally be fucking this chick for real. Pop. Exactly. And then you're like, why would I pay to fuck this washed up pig?
It's between $1,000 and $1,500 to fuck most of these porn stars.
Bring it up. I want to see if I recognize any name. I don't know any modern porn
stars. No, once in a while, you'll get girls that come in and you know them. And you're like, oh shit, I know that bitch.
Throwbacks, that'd be interesting, but then honestly they always kind of fall apart. Like, nobody wants to fuck Nina Hartley now.
Yeah, nobody's fuck. But again, those bitches will be on here too. Those like really,
of course,
Trinity St. Clair. You always see bitches that are in town doing Ralph's show
for sure.
Very often you'll see like the chicks
that are on Ralph's show. Not wrong. Maybe the Star Sisters or something.
Yeah, but a lot of these aren't actual porn stars. They just put themselves in the XXX category.
Well, that's definitely a porn star. That
Zoe Reyes.
Oh, Kayla Cleavage. I think David Tell thought about marrying her.
Wait, what?
I'm joking. It's a joke he made to me once.
I get it. Let's see.
I don't know any of these ones so far.
I knew the one chick.
Let's see. Keep going.
But here's the thing. Then it becomes a thing where you look up these bitches. You look up all these bitches on X videos or on Pornhub, and then you could just find them. And they usually have done like one or two fucking things.
So yeah,
but sometimes they'll be actual like well-known porn star chicks.
But honestly, do you want a well-known one? Because while you'll be able to jerk off to their materials afterwards better and more, as we could both agree, I'm sure. The issue is, I feel like they will fuck you very robotically. Would be my guess. They'd be the most robotic.
Maybe.
You think the other hookers are going to be really into you?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I just think a lower on the rung situation provides probably a more, I don't even know what the rule should be yet.
Jay wants to kiss a cheap hooker. He wants to have.
That's funny when you listen back and you're like, it did sound like that's what I wanted. It's not. It's not. But goddamn it,
make out session with $100.
Kiss me on the mouth. I don't care where you've been tonight. Yo, I want girlfriend experience for $10. No, I just like think. Wait, go back to the. Wait, I haven't recognized one porn star name yet at all.
Yeah,
but like,
but then all right. So what happens is when you reach out to this site, there's another. It's an agency that'll reach back out to you, and then there's a whole list. I'm on an email list where they email me when the porn stars are coming into New York, and the list of the porn stars that come in.
It's a seedy underworld that I live in, Jay.
Could you imagine?
Just to jerk off. This is what I have to do to jerk off now. This is how disconnected I am from regular porn.
Right. Lewis, take having a girlfriend out of it for a second, just like you, your personality. Could you do the thing? If you were super wealthy, not super wealthy, but if you were like wealthy, would you pay to having a porn star you thought was really hot, like for the weekend in Vegas or something? If you were to going to Vegas, let me have her with me for the weekend. Or would you be like, as soon as you fucked once, would you be like, this is dumb?
No, yeah, not because I would rather, if I was super wealthy and I was going to do that, I would rather do like what Ralph does. Like Ralph just went to Italy with two like hot, just dumb bitches.
Dude, right? You get so upset with me on SDR. Right. I was like, you're an Italian prostitute you went away with.
Well, I would rather do that because it's not, I think with a porn chick or a prostitute, it's going to be like mechanical. It's like, you're not, I would rather meet a chick who is just using me for my money, but who's going to fucking act a little bit and like convince herself that she's not a whore. Like, sure. She's like, oh, I like this guy. You know, even though we all know what the fuck's going on, you know, like what Ralph did with those two chicks. I don't think that those girls are going like, oh, we're hookers. But at the same time, there's like an unspoken thing where they're going like, I'm getting a free trip to Italy.
We gotta fuck
a 5-star resort. Not even we got to fuck a little. I think she goes, oh, yeah, I want to fuck this guy. And I'm going to bring a friend and I want her to fuck him. And they like,
yeah.
But the pretense.
Yes, not that it's the price to pay. It's just almost like they're selling to themselves. Like this was an all above board enjoyable.
Yeah. I don't think it's like
there's no agreement. They don't want to believe there was some kind of unspoken agreement.
I don't think that there's any problem with something like that. And I would rather do something like that than just pay a hooker outright.
Sure. Yes, that is significantly better.
Yeah. And
because I don't know. I couldn't do that at all. If a girl was paid to be like the not fucking the hours, 3 hours beyond after fucking the first time, I'd be like, are they listening to everything I'm saying? Just out of
I've casually
I'm
dated
paying you.
I've casually dated a couple chicks that were prostitutes, I guess. And like, yeah, but like
in what capacity? What?
Like I was just fucking them regularly. Like
no,
they were
but in
strippers.
What capacity?
Oh, okay.
They were strippers that would fuck dudes for money.
Okay.
When was this?
Just throughout the years.
That's not specific.
That is a very vague answer.
I mean, probably 2 or 3 throughout the years where I was just right. When I say dating, I mean, just regularly fucking.
Okay. Like recently?
Yeah, somewhat recently.
Okay.
Throughout the most recent years.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not just like, trying to figure it out. Kim Congdon? Really?
How dare you?
But. No, I mean, yeah, they're just normal fucking people. I think they probably go into just being normal people. And I think you probably do a bunch of drugs with them. They like drugs.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm not saying if like the kind of person that would pay to have that happen wouldn't like find a way to make that fun for themselves.
I think you're also like you're paying them to like be.
It's like look good next to you and shit.
I don't even like if I was going to do it, I would treat them like shit. You know?
Yeah.
There you go.
There it is.
I wouldn't be paying a hooker to be fucking like, hey, baby. No, I'd be like, ah, you piece of shit. Clean the shit off my shoe with your tongue, you pig. You're mine for the weekend.
Ah.
Am I crazy?
I find that hookers,
I paid
more
for
of
the
like
weekend, and I just came, so here's a toilet plunger.
I find that hookers more have the spirit of like, where's the money? All right, which way you want to plow it? Like, all right, go.
That's because you've never been with a high-end hooker. You've only been with shitty $150 hotel hookers.
You are wrong, but not way off.
No, yeah, you're with like the girls who it's like, you know,
I've paid for pussy. Genuinely, I've paid for pussy a handful of times. It hasn't been a ton of times. I've dwelled in it more. I used to think it was so fucking funny to drive through Camden and just like look at the hooker. I don't even funny is the right word. I was just so intrigued by like looking at all the street walk, but I mean they're wretched looking.
I think it was so funny to look at all of these hookers and then pay them to get in my car and suck my dick.
It's like a disease fest. It was Camden, New Jersey, but
it's funny
because it was interesting,
sad, and then funny again.
I never overthought the sad even as a kid. I was more just like it's funny and like wacky that this is even happening. when I started driving and stuff. But
you're
like,
talking about the
actually paying for pussy happened
low.
Like a very small amount of time.
Well, you're talking about streetwalkers in Camden, New Jersey. That is literally within a first world America, the lowest level.
No, for sure. But almost what, but what I'm almost saying, Dave, is like I don't have a ton of hooker experiences more than like I've gone through situations where I've seen hooker. Like, I remember when I lived in Queens, when I first moved to Queens in 2002, like over by Queens, over by Queensboro Plaza, when I would drive home
for a few years when he first started.
So that's, when I would drive home, and like there were still like the street walking hookers that would like pull their titties out on the corners and shit all through a store in Queensboro. So like it was a but I haven't done a lot of sex for money. But the stuff I've done has all been everyone's been like hilarious, and nothing's ever just been like that was awesome. There's always some like weird thing attached to it because it's a bizarre situation.
Yeah, yeah, I've never had sex for money.
Right? Right? Hon, you hear, hon?
The little
babe. Babe.
I've had so much sex for money.
Oh my God, you have no idea. I'm having sex tonight for money.
I am deep in debt on pussy.
I try to give my girlfriend money after we have sex. She won't take it. So that's why I have to pay other people to have sex with me.
No, I've definitely the hotel room on the road. I've done twice, maybe, but they're just ridiculous situations.
You know what we should do?
It feels so weird. What?
I feel like we could have a genuinely funny episode with a cheap hooker.
Oh yeah, for sure.
A cheap hooker, not a high end hooker, not a, like a Laney brings a porn star chick in. I'm saying we find a black toothless hooker for $100 an hour.
We're gonna need you to take
let's
one
get
of those
that girl
through Camden.
Let's get that girl. She wants to do a podcast on the network. You really want to do a podcast on the network? You Which gotta girl? Let the three of us work you over.
Which girl?
The girl that wanted the podcast in the bikini.
Oh no,
that's
actual
not really
hooker,
what Lewis was talking about.
A hooker.
I know. It was a joke.
Wow, Jay. Trying to send for that girl right now, dude?
Damn. Black Rifle Coffee, everybody.
Black Rifle Coffee.
Black Rifle Coffee.
Get loaded. Get loaded.
Click, click. What are the thousand other things we said to talk about? Oh, you started the thing about there's a porn star now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She stabbed her. Or actually, I didn't read the whole story.
Okay. She stopped the word stabbed.
No, because
stabbed. I gotta get out of here.
No, a guy was stabbed, and I don't know if she was the actual person who did the stabbing. Or he was shot in the back of the head. Maybe he wasn't stabbed. Ex-porn star is jailed for 10 years for her role in the murder of a man who was shot in the back of the head and then dumped in a shallow grave as she prepares to snitch on a second co-defendant.
So here's Lauren Wambles. Is that her porn name?
Oh, dude.
24 pled no contest to accessory to second degree murder on Monday. She was sentenced to 10 years and 5 years probation. She starred in 31 adult movies. That's light. As Aubrey Gold from 2015 to 2018.
Police she's 24 winter. Now. Hold on. She's 24 now. So that means in 2015. Yeah, dude, she was fucking ripe.
Police believe her boyfriend, William Shane Parker, shot Raul Ambrose Gillen. Gillen was killed on July 4th and buried in a shallow grave in Florida. It's all about drugs and money, Holmes County Sheriff John Tate said. Wambles agreed to testify against her boyfriend Parker at his upcoming trial. Oh, what a... She's a snitch bitch, too?
Does she drive the Wambulance? Dude, she's hot, dude.
Hell yeah. Snitch bitch.
Snitch bitch is hot.
Snitching keeps that pussy tight.
Who is this guy? Is the boyfriend?
That's probably the boyfriend. And I don't... Who's the guy on the right? Who's the town drunk on the right? Oh, I don't know.
I just jerk off to her boy.
Yeah. I thought she was pretty, so I was there. Who are these people?
That looks like me.
Lewis is there.
Hold on. I was there. What happened? What did I do?
Is that the Holmes County Sheriff? Is that him? I don't. Oh, that's the death of this guy.
This is the guy. Gillen.
Yeah, go up to who are these two people? Authorities wanted William Shane Parker. Okay, so that's the porn star's boyfriend on the left, and it shot the guy on the right. Oh no,
the home of Jeremy
guy
Peters.
At the home of the guy on the right.
These all, yeah, they're suspects.
There's drug addicts. They're drug addicts at this guy's house. Is what it is. Clearly.
And this guy was a fucking drug dealer, and they killed him for his drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this hot fucking bitch got involved.
Now, can I see a load on her face, Bobby?
Now, yeah.
Can How could you produce porn? This? How could you produce this bit? Let's now see. You got to go search him. How dare not one of you brought up her catching
She's
a load on her
hot,
face?
She's pretty hot, dude.
No, I had it. I had it.
Set to go, ready to go?
Wow. Aubrey Gold, 18, white sucks dick? Off Brandon Iron.
I guess white dick will do. You did your best, Bobby.
Dude, she had such a fucking promising career at loadmymouth.com.
Do you really prefer black dick in porn, huh?
I just thought it was the funniest thing.
Is it just the funniest thing, though?
Jay doesn't think it's funny at all. Jay likes black dicks. Dude, there's nothing funny about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it was the funniest thing to say right there.
I mean, we can go back and look through her catalog and see if she got any.
Bobby, if you want to say
weird soft dick in porn.
She's cute, dude. She does not know black guys. I like that. That means she's actually racist.
She might be. Or, you know why? Because she's believed that if you fuck a black guy, your value goes down on the business.
Yeah, dude.
Up. Never mind. Let's say,
where?
No, she's catching it.
I don't see a black. Where's a black dick?
Boom, right there. Is that a black dude?
That's not a black dude. Is that a black
it
dude?
It is.
It's just poor lighting.
I think. No, that's a white guy.
Wait, we got to see his hair. All right, we got to get to his hair, Bobby.
That is not a black person.
Oh, it's not even a sort of black person. Jesus Christ. He couldn't
that's
be less
Huntington
black.
That's a Huntington Beach bad boy.
That guy's got a very reasonably normal size
this
wiener.
This girl, I mean, she at least could have been like dating Josh Adam Myers or fucking Christian Brooklyn. What happened in her life?
Yeah, that she had to be involved with murders and stuff. Yeah,
those were a great two options of what she had. Josh Adam Myers or Chris from Brooklyn.
She's pretty cute, dude.
Yeah, it's nothing. So funny. What a detachment from like two worlds. Like at one point you were just fucking slobbing knob while a camera crew was there filming you to put it up and tell you you're a princess. And
the next minute you're slobbing knob while your drug addict boyfriend
murders a guy. It's like, sure. There's always a through line of slob and knob, but that said, the murder was a really different afterwards.
But instead of a cameraman, it's a murderer. Yeah. It really does change things.
Yeah. Is that her sucking a butthole while getting fucked?
Good yeah, no her. Black guys. Wow, dude, it's real racism. Real racism. And that's not her sucking. That's her getting her butt sucked.
Well, you know what? Bobby, if you would, maybe look up her name and maybe throw in the keyword BBC. Big Black Cock, that stands for. The
British porn?
BBC. Yes, you find British pornography. I think there's Aubrey and Seven Different Colors. Like
yeah, dude,
stuff.
No. She does not do...
Not a one. That,
like, not one. That's Alexia Gold.
Damn. Yeah, Jay, she doesn't do that shit.
Yeah, she does
her name's
not.
Her name's Aubrey Gold, not Aubrey Bronze.
Damn.
She's cute, dude.
She really did stay away from Black Dick.
10 years, dude. She's 10 years, dude. Oh, she's going to come out and be a fucking mess.
Oh, she is going to get used up in prison.
You know what we should do? We should write her a fucking letter in prison from the Legion of Skanks, dude.
And ask if we can collectively be her boyfriend. All of us.
Be hot.
And when she comes out, we share her. No objection.
Would you leave Christine for Aubrey Gold right now?
No. Oh, wait.
Jay.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
No, wait, I just thought about it for like 20 seconds. And I was like, change my answer. Yeah, I guess, probably. Does she have rent? Maybe. Does she have rent money?
What was the other story that I sent the crew? I sent a good one. Oh, the college girl.
Yeah, she died from hot dogs.
She died from eating hot dogs.
What a shithead.
What?
Yep.
It was, I guess it was a hot dog eating competition and some 20-year-old girl choked.
Oh, come on, man. You know girls can't play sports.
Let's see, lacrosse player Maddie Nickpone, dead at 20 after hot dog eating contest accident.
Accident? Who couldn't get a hot dog out of her throat?
This bitch.
This seems like a
you know this
like a
bitch.
Solvable problem. Did everybody watch like the Philadelphia subway rape where everyone just filmed it and no one helped?
You know this
is
bitch
the worst way to die. You know this bitch gives toothy blowjobs.
For sure. Well, maybe not, dude, because I'll tell you what, she's clearly not chewing up
her, saved her life.
Yeah, she doesn't chew up her food at all. I'd argue this girl deep throats everything she eats. Look at that excitement. Hot dogs! Get it in my fucking fat mouth! Get your waiters in my fucking mouth!
Dogs!
That should be your hot dog eating card.
Dogs!
Dogs!
Give me the dogs.
I want to eat some pussy and some hot dogs.
I will tell you, I will win this hot dog competition and go on to do great things with my life.
Skip to the next picture, Bobby, so we can capture that one, please. Thank you. Oh, the vigil for that dead kid from school.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
God damn it. What a morbid twist. Go back to the next one. Is the next one funny? Skip to the next one, Bobby. Ah, shit. That's so probably much. A memorial to him. Oh, that's a memorial to him also.
God, why, right, what are all these twos?
That was probably his.
That was her number two.
That was her number.
Number two, Lewis.
No, that's what she had to take after she ate all those hot dogs. She exploded.
A two could have saved her life, probably. She was backed up from her fucking mouth to her A.
Her M to her A.
Jeez.
Dogs!
Yeah, she didn't swallow any one of them. She just clogged her entire body with.
Isn't there not like someone there prepared to do the Heimlich or whatever they call it? Like someone there prepared.
I don't know how this
hot dog eating contest.
I don't know how this is possible. How you can choke on a hot dog yourself?
A 20-year-old Tufts University lacrosse player has died after she tragically choked during a hot dog eating contest over the weekend. Madeline Nickbone, a junior. On the Jumbo's Lex squad was participating in a competitive eating event off campus on Saturday when something went horribly wrong. According to the Journal News, authorities said Nickbone fell unconscious after choking and was rushed to the hospital after first responders got to the scene. She passed away on Sunday. Wow.
Wait, had she choked on a hot dog and it took her a day to die?
Bobby, look up what sports in the world have zero deaths in them, so we can now officially say that hot dog eating contest is more dangerous than.
Lewis, remember when, I think a few people have died now, but remember when we first became UFC fans, when that was like a big bragging point? Yeah. That no one had ever died. No, they used to say that all the time. They're like, no one's even ever died. We haven't even killed anyone yet.
As soon as one died, they never said it again. They just made
never
it
mentioned
seem like,
it again.
Like, they just made it seem like it's like, whatever. Oh, dude, look, people could die.
That was a big is a big talking point for the UFC back in the day that people completely forget about now. That two of them: one, that no one's ever died, and two, that it's safer than boxing.
Yeah.
And all of us UFC fans just bought completely into it and went right along with it, even though it was based off nothing.
Well, the same for the boxing thing, it was just because the data wasn't out. And it still seems to be safer than boxing. You're not being...
We have no idea.
Well, I just from a logical standpoint, you're taking less blows to the head. By 10 times, like it's your, I mean, each maybe, on the average, no, it's true. If you look it up, the average of blows that you take to the head, it's like substantially less.
I have no idea.
Boxers, the
a 10-year career of both, you're taking many more blows, Bob.
By leaps and bounds. Also, it's not only that, it's sparring. So, what happens is these guys are being concussed just over and over and over again, regularly all throughout the week. They're sparring, but after years of just being hit in the head so much, this is one of the things Bisping said while we were doing the show that like if he had gone back in his career, he wouldn't have sparred as hard because that was where he got all of his concussions. That's where he got a lot of injuries. You really put your body through a lot.
No, I get that. Look, I get the argument for why. I'm just saying it's not, they used to say it like it was conclusive definitively, and it's like, I don't know, is getting a shin to the fucking face and then pounded three times
worse, Dave,
it's so much better than boxing. Just take the kick, the shin kick to the face.
They've done it like, but professional boxers, they punch, the impact of their punches is absolutely wild. American boxers, it's absolutely crazy. And when you're knocked down and you're given a standing eight count, you've been concussed, they're giving you an opportunity to regroup. As long as you can walk forward and say, hey, I'm good, then you get concussed again.
Well, I mean, also
those multiple blows.
I agree.
That's where the danger comes in. And in MMA, they don't really have that because.
Well, also in MMA, defending yourself, the crazy thing about boxing to me, like in that comparison, was always that if someone like starts punching you in your face a lot and you grab them, like in MMA, you could grab him and like take a moment. In boxing, the ref comes in and says, hey, 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 no grabbing. Get back to getting punched in the face and just gets you right back to like the danger zone. So maybe it's true. I'm just saying that they used to say it with very little evidence to back it up. Just kind of like a thing.
It was just because it was such a young sport. I mean, MMA,
boxing kills people, but MMA is actually good for you.
MMA in like the modern era is like 20, it's like 20 years old. Like it's, you just don't have the data. The athletes aren't old enough to know what it's, they're going to be like. There's no Sugar Ray Leonard or Muhammad Ali walking around shaking, right? Because there's no 75 or 80-year-old MMA fighters that are out there just yet.
I'll tell you something. No, I'll tell you, 30 years, and we'll see. I'll tell you something. John Jones has extremely disturbing behavior for a guy who had the world by the balls.
But I don't think he hasn't taken a lot of damage. John Jones,
he hasn't taken a lot of damage, but maybe even enough. But who knows how much it takes?
I don't think it's the CTE thing for him. I think he's a CTE.
But I'm just talking about just like a fucking like guy making like terrible decisions. He makes terrible decisions, but I'm just saying
I don't know that it has anything to do with him taking blows to the head. I think he's just a fucking dickhead, who has been making terrible decisions since he was very young in his career. It's the Justin Bieber thing. Remember, like. Justin Bieber back in the day, they're like, who has DeRosa used to have that joke, which is a great joke where he's talking about, I guess Bieber got in trouble for like throwing eggs at his neighbor's house and like smoking weed or whatever. And he's like, this kid's got $1 billion. He's 20 years old.
It was Julian. That was Julian's joke.
Was it Julian?
Julian McCullough. That was a great joke he used to have where he was like, he was talking about like him and Britney Spears or like whoever the person at the time was, where he was like, hey, if I was 17 years old and you said, hey, here's $1 billion. There's a limo waiting outside.
With cocaine.
The world wants to fuck you. He goes, I'd be dead before I left my couch. Things like they're heroes for even being alive.
They should be commended. And that's almost like John Jones, I think, was a victim of being an extremely talented 22-year-old world champion millionaire I made the mistakes I made when I was 21, 22 years old, when I had no money. It was just me being a fucking dipshit and fucking girls in stairwells and stealing and doing stupid shit. You're just a kid and you make dumb decisions.
Stealing things like pussy in stairwells.
I stole pussy in stairwells. What?
Dude, do you think, I know you quit your MMA podcast. I was sad to see that. But the sad thing now is that John Jones, this guy we watch, he's not going to fight for like another couple of years now, probably, right? And then it'll just never be the same.
Yeah. Why a couple of years now?
Well, he did some real fucked up shit this time, right?
Yeah, he jail time shit? Well, no, she didn't press charges. He beat the shit out of a chick. I got to be honest with you. The UFC, John Jones, this is also why it's nice to not do that podcast anymore, because I could just give real fucking opinions now on certain things.
I think he's just done. I mean, like...
No. The reality is this. John Jones probably won't deal with any repercussions from the UFC.
No, see, my thing wasn't from the UFC. I'm saying from a judge. I'm saying a judge has to look at him now and be like, dude, seriously? Like you again?
She didn't press charge. It's his wife.
Oh, so he's not. Oh, okay.
So he'll get a slap of this dude. He's a fucking millionaire celebrity. He beat the shit out of his wife. He headbutted a cop car. He was like all fucked up on coke, right? And he'll likely just deal with whatever. The UFC will separate it and go, all right, the courts will deal with him whatever way he deals with it. And it's a somewhat minor infraction. If she's not willing to press charges, it's him headbutting a cop car. It's like what are they going to really do?
I thought it was Daniel Cormier.
Like the UFC, Conor McGregor, John Jones, there's certain people that they can literally do whatever the fuck they want. It doesn't really matter. When they want to come back, they're going to fight when they want to come back. And I think John Jones, we'll see him. I think we'll still see John Jones fight at heavyweight in 2022.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
He's a mess.
I'll say, as a fight fan, I don't care. I just want to see him fight.
Yeah. Well, I want to see him fight at heavyweight. I want to see him challenge himself at heavyweight. I really do buy it when he says that he doesn't believe there's challenges left in him at 205. And that's why I think people like Dominic Cruz and these other guys were Dominic Reyes rather, and Anthony Smith were coming in and having really competitive fights with him. It's not because I think they're as good as John Jones. I think John Jones was looking past those guys and didn't really care and still was able to handle them, even though they were close enough fights. Still able to pretty much handle those guys fairly easily without really even taking them that seriously. I think John Jones needs Ngannou, needs Ciryl Gane, one of these fucking massive challenges to go up and
issues if he keeps waiting and waiting as he gets older. Him getting knocked out isn't going to be like a holy shit.
Well, that's the thing. It's almost like a thing where you're like, so now it becomes a thing where almost no one gets to take it from him. Like if someone just fucks him up, you don't go, oh, they beat John Jones. It's kind of like, oh, all right.
It'll be like, yeah, it was going to happen at some point. Like it was happening.
Yeah, it's not like Connor. It's like John still is fucking doesn't lose rounds. John is still the dude. No one's ever beat this guy still to this day. And every time you think he's going to take some time off, he's going to look bad.
He's lost rounds.
But he's lost some rounds. And he did when he took off whatever many months against right before he fought Ovince St. Preux. He did look a little bit like ring rust was a factor in that fight, but John Jones is fucking, he's still going to be more athletic, faster, you know, better wrestler than all these heavyweights. Like that's a big deal. John Jones, if he can beat Francis Ngannou, I don't want to, this isn't an MMA podcast, so we'll move on. But if John Jones can beat Francis Ngannou, in my opinion, John Jones solidifies his place as the number one pound for pound fighter in the world.
All right. Fair enough. Let's move on. Lewis, who do you like this weekend?
I was like, I don't really like talking MMA. Now I'm breaking it down better than I ever have.
Let's throw it to Lewis. Lewis, what's your, what are the odds for this weekend's fights? Well, you're like, you MMA handicapper.
Let's take a moment to do some plugs real quick. I want to plug once again, the live stream. If you guys want to sit in on some Skankfest events, we're doing 9 separate live streams throughout the weekend. Skankfest weekend, November 5th through 7th. Moment House, we partnered with a great company called Moment House. MomentHouse.com/Skankfest is the website. You can buy each individual stream a la carte, or you can buy the entire weekend's worth of streams for just $65. This is the same price as a UFC pay-per-view. You're getting 12 hours of streams. They're available for 48 hours after they stream. So if you can't watch them live, you guys can just stockpile them up and watch them. I know some people were complaining that it's not a get, that they're not getting it for free with Gas Digital. Skankfest is not produced by Gas Digital. It's a separate production altogether. The Legion of Skanks live show that we're doing at Skankfest is not a regular podcast. The Part of the Problem is not a regular podcast. These are live shows that are exclusive for Skankfest, and these streams can only be seen through Moment House. So we're not skipping any Legion of Skanks podcast or Part of the Problems. You're still getting your normal podcast, but the Skankfest streams are exclusive. We're doing the Bonfire Legion of Skanks cross mashup. What's your fucking deal? What else we got in here? 2 Ellis Manias, Kill Tony roast battle, and the roast of Luis J. Gomez, ending things off on Sunday night, which is going to be absolutely incredible. So go to momenthouse.com/skankfest and grab the pay-per-views right now. It's $8 a stream if you buy them a la carte, $65 for the weekend. It's going to go up a few bucks if you wait until Skankfest weekend. So if you get early access, you're getting it for a discount. So go do that right now. Super, super important. Make sure you support us. Make sure you support Skankfest. If this works the way we want it to work, we can do lots more things like this going forward in the future. So
grab those. Yeah, this is going to be like a special event. I'll tell you, I'm already starting to put into the plans what I'm going to do for Part of the Problem. It's not going to be like a regular podcast. This is going to be a special event. You're going to want to watch this, and it's not going to be available anywhere else. And, you know, it's a great way to support.
Sorry,
Jack.
No, it's all right. I was going to make a negative joke, but it won't be funny now.
It could be the shittiest What Your Fucking Deal ever.
All right. Yeah. I'm putting very little effort into What Your Fucking Deal. I'm showing up, just trying to get out of there quick.
Yeah.
That thing is all I have to plug, but I do want to also mention that I will be getting a brand new camera paid for by Luis J. Gomez.
We're all getting that set up. It's going to be
We all should get this exact same setup because
I want everything. Okay. I want that mug. I want the desk. The desk looks nice. Just give me the desk and the camera.
Yeah, really, that's all I'm going to plug right now. Skankfest, come out. We're giving away another pair of all-access passes on Monday on Legion of Skanks as well. So make sure you subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Giving away a pair of all-access passes every single week. And with access at Gas Digital, you get the entire on-demand library, every episode of the show that we've ever done, all ad-free, uncensored, in one place, plus all the other shows on the network, like Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, Part of the Problem, SDR Show, and many, many, many more. So go use that promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. And yeah, support the show.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Cleveland coming up. Halloween weekend. Syracuse after that. Philadelphia Helium Thanksgiving weekend. That's going to be Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, and Friday and Saturday. So let's fill those the fuck up. Stress Factory coming in December. And I have New Year's Eve. I don't know if the tickets are on sale yet, but New Year's Eve weekend. I'm going to be at Providence Comedy Connection. So check all that out. BigJComedy.com. And then Bonfire, SiriusXM, Faction Talk 103, and the SDR show right here on the Guest Digital Network.
Me and Ellis, so you know what we're doing? What? We're doing at Skankfest, we're doing musical chairs fights.
Oh, yeah. We described it on the show.
But Ellis is putting Keith Jardine in. He's putting Eddie Jackson in. It's going to be a fight. I was like, dude.
Wait, so you might have to fight real guys?
Keith Jardine, yes.
Wait, hold on. So what's the game?
So we have six chairs, or there's six guys, I guess, and five chairs or four chairs. They play the music. The two guys that are left standing have to go to a corner and they box for 1 minute. And then the loser has to leave and have to stay in. But me and Ellis have both agreed that for the first one, we're just going to the corners. We're boxing for a fucking minute at Skankfest. We don't give a fuck.
Oh, you're just going to do it right away?
Right away. Me and Ellis, we both have a gentleman's agreement that we're not going for the chairs for the first round.
I hope he goes for the chair and Keith Jardine.
He just takes a chair and Keith Jardine, Keith Jardine casually walks over to the corner right at the last moment.
Dude, I'm so terrified of Keith Jardine. I've met him before. He's a really nice guy. He's a fucking super cool dude.
Me and you met him in Times Square once.
Oh, we did meet him in Times Square. You're right. I completely forgot about that. But he's such a terrifying dude. Oh, my God.
Well, that is him. I'm most terrifying.
I'm excited to see what it's like to try to punch and be punched by Keith Jardine.
Sure.
Oof.
Yeah. That's a good thing to find
out. I'm excited for you to find that out too, dude.
I'm going
to
be doing my roast while drinking through a straw.
Sure, thank you for everyone.
Dan Soder, your head's so big that you can't even do that without flipping over.
Shane Gillis is here, obviously.
If you're here, where's the guy who played Corky on whatever that show was? Ooh-blah-dee, life goes on. Dan's, am I right, folks?
Dan's sister is dead. Come on, people.
That must be why she didn't move a lot when I fucked her. Ooh.
I would rather be dead than watch Billions. No one's safe.
I'll be here all week.
Should we wrap this some bitch up? Yeah, let's wrap it up. This has been a fun show.
Always a fun show. I love you both. And we will catch you guys Monday live back from the stand. Yes.
Indoors.
Halloween. Halloween indoors. Ooh, the stand.
Halloween
is.
Make sure if you guys are coming Monday night, dress up. It's $100 prize for the Halloween party.
That's right. Or if you want to have Dave's baby also.
Yeah, if that bitch just shows up in a bikini, she wins.
He wins. We'll catch you guys next week, Monday, on Legion of Skanks Live. Till then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.